If we follow all of the mitzvos of Hashem, we are promised, we'll have rain in this proper time, we'll be able to eat plenty, we'll drink plenty, everything will be great. But not only that, says the Chumash, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll bring shalom into the land. Says Rashi, why is it said last? It's to tell you that you need, without shalom, it doesn't matter how much food you have or how much drink you have. At the end of the day, shalom, having peace and harmony in the world, is the most important value that we could dream of. Says the Chasam Sofer, there is another shalom that we should all be striving for. V'nasati shalom ba'aretz, the Medrash says, what shalom are we talking about? It's shalom ha-Torah. It's shlemus, it's wholeness in Torah. Peace in Torah. Hashem oz le'amo yitain, Hashem yivarech es amo v'shalom. He gives the Torah to his people and blesses them with shalom. He wants them to have a shalom of Torah. He says there's a fundamental difference between the peace in a society, shalom ha-medina, versus shalom ha-Torah, peace and wholeness in Torah. He says, first of all, shalom ha-medina is that one person is available for the other. We say, I'm here for you. Today, Reuven needs Shimon. Maybe tomorrow, Shimon will need Reuven. They're available for each other. I'm here for you. Call me if you need me. That's shalom. They get along, they're cordial, and they're ready to help if they're asked. But says the Chasam Sofer, shalom HaTorah is very different. Shalom HaTorah comes actually from a totally different place. Shalom HaTorah comes from a place where each one needs each other. Not that they're available for each other, but they rely on each other. Because each one of us has a chelek in Torah. So Reuven needs Shimon now just as much as Shimon needs Reuven. And the only way for them to get to the Amita Shel Torah, to get to that Shlemus, to get to Shalom HaTorah, is only, ironically, it's through machlokes, it's through disputes and debate and disagreements. But it's a machlokes which is l'shem shemayim. A machlokes that's l'shem shemayim is a machlokes that endures. Hence says the Chasam Sofer, the gematria of Virav Shalom equals the gematria of machlokes. Because when will peace endure? Through that machlokas, through that pilpul haTorah between chavrusas who need each other, that's what creates v'nasati shalom ba'aretz. We're always looking to grow in our learning, says the Chasam Sofer. That's why you need a chavrusa. You have that chavrusa together to bring you to shalom. That's how you reach v'nasati shalom ba'aretz. Esvahev besufa. When you have that esvahev connection, that's where you get the Torah, and that's where you get the Shlemus. So that's one thing to be desirous for peace. Of course we want peace in the world. We need V'nasati Shalom V'aretz. But on another level, we're always looking for Shalom HaTorah to continue to plumb the depths of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us to enable us to reach the highest level of Shalom. Hashem Oz Le'amo Yitain, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo Vashalom. Have a great day.